be the pleasure for me to come here tonight and contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. In the beginning, I'd like to say that there is no Church of God preacher here tonight that disagrees with my theology. I would like to rebuke you, my brother, for a false assertion that I was preaching things that are not preached in Cleveland, Tennessee. Amen. Mr. Martin Hicks, the Dean of Religion of Lee College in Cleveland, Tennessee, is my moderator. Dr. Donald M. Bowler. Dr. Bowler's PhD in Church Medieval History, PhD in New Testament Languages, and he's sitting right over here. You just send one question over there to him where he disagrees with me, and then you will be off the hook from telling a falsehood. He said that what Reynolds had taught is not Church of God doctrine. It's on all your tapes. You listen to them when you go home. Whatever 12 points I didn't respond to you on, I don't know what they might be. You said you had the prerogative to respond or not to respond. But what Church of God doctrine did I not teach? We have a man here. You gave me some religious bullying about what I would do going back to Gadsden, Alabama. Joe Harrod is pastor of UPC Church. He and I are good friends. He's sitting right out here. He'll be back in Gadsden, Alabama, and we're going to have in the general offices of the general headquarters of the Church of God immediately upon the completion of this debate, copies of the debate. Reverend Bobby Powell is a prominent pastor in Alabama. He is recording the debates. They will be sold at the Alabama Church of God camp meeting. They will be given to the Church of God Evangelism Department, the Church of God General Overseer, the Assistant General Overseers, the General Secretary and Treasurer, and to every Church of God member that wishes to have them, they can have them. I guarantee you they're glad to hear the Scripture. So far in this debate, I believe you can count them up, that I've used Scripture on a ratio of about 14 or 15 to 1 to my opponent. Now then, I would like you to note the questions I submitted to my opponent. I asked him, can you show me one Scripture where Christ taught water baptism in His name alone in order to be saved? And he did not show it. It isn't in the Bible from the first of the Bible to the last of it. There isn't one verse of Scripture in all the Bible that says you're to be baptized in water in the name of Jesus alone in order to be saved. Where Christ taught that. Where Christ taught that. Can you show us in the Bible one scripture where Christ taught water baptism in His name alone, to be saved? Now, number two, I ask you the question, do you teach one must speak in tongues in order to be saved? Now, our proposition is that you affirm that one must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ in order to be saved. And then you come before this congregation and affirm that you have to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues. You show me that in the Bible. Go to Genesis and all the way through the book of Revelation. I want you to ask the question again. Then number three, are the words of the Matthew 28:19, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, personal nouns? You said they are not proper nouns. I ask you the question. I believe you stated in instead of referring to them that they were not proper nouns. But I want you to know that they are and do become proper nouns by the fact of the conjunction and the article that is before each name. And we'll get into that in just a minute. I'd like to deal now, you must start my time. I'd like to deal with some of the questions that he gave me. Would you give us one verse from the Bible where a man can get into Christ any other way by being baptized, any other way except by being baptized into Jesus Christ according to Romans chapter 6 and verse 3? I'd be most happy to. You just open up your ears good and wide. And let's go into the Bible and find Romans chapter 3, verse 22 through 28. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works. Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. 1 John chapter 1, chapter 5 of 1 John, verse 1, he that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. That's present tense. That's not past tense. Then in Ephesians 1 and 7, we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sin, according to His riches in glory. In Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, if thou shalt believe in thine heart the Lord Jesus, and confess with thy mouth that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 teaches us, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible teaches us in Acts chapter 15 and verse 8 and 9, and God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, as He did unto us, purifying their hearts by faith in the name of Jesus, by faith in the shed blood of Jesus. We believe that in the name of Jesus there is power for salvation. We believe that faith in that name, hesitant faith in that name, will bring salvation. In Acts chapter 13, verse 39, in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 2:21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Colossians 1:20, the last clause, we have peace through the blood of His cross. In Colossians 1:14, we have redemption through the blood. In Galatians 3:11, that a man is justified by the faith in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the Bible said in Galatians 3:24, for the law was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. And verse 26 said, we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now then, in Acts chapter 4 and verse 5, show me where, I believe in water baptism, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, like the New Testament teaches. Show me in Acts 4 and 5, in Acts 4 and 5, show me in Acts 4 and 5 where they were baptized. Where's your little question mark?
I want the preacher's jaw. You got the preacher's jaw? I want the Father's dish. You got a question mark? I believe it is to show you where anybody is baptized. In any other name besides the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to show me, Mr. Hicks, one place in the Bible where anybody is in the water being baptized and any wonder is being pulled over. And you get that right, just like it. You show me where anybody is in the water being baptized and any wonder is being pulled. Our question mark is right under you. Let's see if you're theologically honest on the subject.
Now then, inasmuch as the preposition in Matthew 28:19, reverts back to the subject under consideration, would you please tell us what is the proper name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost? These are personal nouns. Personal distinctions are clearly true. I thought y'all didn't mind the truth.
You were up here 2 minutes ago listening for now for good words. Just in life. I stay away from them. You don't know nothing about them to mention them. The conjunction time and the article whole are repeated before the name of each person. And these are personal nouns. They are not impersonal nouns like goodness, wisdom, and truth. Thus Father and Son designate distinct persons. This being true, the third term designates a third person. This formula therefore shows an equality of persons in the Godhead. Look at that chart number 19, my brother. Chart number 19. I want you to take a look at that. And while you take a look at that, I want to ask you again to apologize to me when you come back up here for preaching, for saying that I've been preaching things not taught by the Church of God. The dean of religion of my main major Bible school is by my religion. Now you can be theologically honest with me. Here is the proposition standing up here on the board. Have y'all ever heard of Philo Smith? Philo Smith, you know him? I want you to get acquainted with Philo Smith. You take that down now. Would you consider that Philo, the fraction Philo is a name? I wonder if you think that 5/8 is a name, the first of you are carpenters, those fellows of you who are carpenters, if 5/8 is a name. Well, I want to give you a cell phone number. The jewelry store that he operates in Pearson, Georgia is 912-422-3531. The home of Mr. Pearson, or Mr. Smith in Pearson, Georgia, Mr. Bobby Smith, is 912-422-3892. Now then, if you don't believe that that's a personal, proper name, go down there to Mr. Smith's home in Pearson, Georgia, and visit with him. His dad decided there was enough. John, Bill, Tom, and Jack Smith. And when Frederick was born, he named him the Fraction 5/8. When 5/8 Smith applied to Mr. 5/8 Smith of Pearson, Georgia, telephone number 912-422-3892, you're talking about a proper name. The Fraction 5/8, thereby becoming a proper name. If this, there can be no intellectual denial. The man's name is the Fraction 5/8. You call 912-422-3531. I just want to get acquainted with 5/8 in case you didn't know it. I thought you might have to understand that some people might be named some things that you never have heard about. But in the Bible, in this particular situation, the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost, these are the three persons of the Godhead who are supposed to be used when baptism is performed. Jesus Christ gave that commandment. Jesus Christ, who said I am. Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The word for teach is Matthusalem. Matthusalem means make a disciple. Make a disciple. Go make disciples and then baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Oh my God. I did not answer that, but that was an oversight. I'll be glad to. You can, you don't have to take it out of your time. How much time do you want to give me?
Answer the question.
All right, I'll answer the question. If you had been present at Pentecost and heard the question, what shall we do as a gospel preacher? Please tell us what you would have said to these desperate people. I would have said to them, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, who you have crucified. I would have said that the Lord God will save all those who call upon His name. I would have said that Jesus Christ told me to come and preach to you, make disciples out of you, and baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Boy, he's stuck, isn't he? He's stuck, isn't he? Boy, no wonder he didn't answer that question. You couldn't have paid him enough to say what Peter said. Go and tell him what Peter said. be baptized, everyone of you, in the name of Jesus.
Come up here and give the same prescription for salvation at Pentecost that the Apostle Peter gave, you ought to be ashamed. You ought to be ashamed of that. I'm ashamed of you. What? Not only that, let's see what he did with question number one. Would you give one verse from the Bible where a man could get into Christ any other way except by being baptized in Jesus Christ, according to Romans 6:3? You know what he did? And all the way over into the epistle again, Romans 3:22-28, the people who had already been baptized in Jesus Christ. Oh, we come with him, didn't we? Had already been baptized in Jesus' name. And he's talking about how they were saved by grace and faith and all that. We believe that. And I can also show you, King Man loved the brethren he saved. But that was really the people who had been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. All right. Number two, inasmuch as the preposition of reverts back to the subject under consideration, which is the name, would you please tell us what is the proper name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Now, Brother Reynolds says, 5-8. So now,
you know
you were
ashamed of that point. I'm not
saying
you're
going to be ashamed. You church got people all attention. A man get up here and say that's the name. Proper name is 5-8. Did you your ordination? Aren't you ashamed of that? Of course, the church got people out. Yes, sir. And I'm ashamed of that. What's happening? 2/3?
A man who calls Jesus 1/3 of God, I expect him to name Mr. Smith 5-8.
Yeah.
I expect that. Well, I've never heard you name him 5-8. 5-8. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, 5-8. For every time you're baptized, I was baptized in the name of 5-8. All right. Get him by the check, ladies and gentlemen. Get him by the check. Get him by it. Are you going by it now? Why are you only offering me 25 cents? Now, you made the demonstration. E.J. Reynolds offered Martin Hicks 25 cents for a $1,000 check. And you know why? Well, he says my proper name's on there. Father, Son, Husband, did he say there were proper names? How many of you ladies and gentlemen heard you say that Father was a proper name? How many of you say that Father is the name of my dad? Yeah. I'm going to stand up, brother, stand up and pick out my father out there, since it's the name of my daddy. How many fathers do you have here tonight? Look at the father. Well, I'll say, all you fathers have names?
Yes.
Listen to me, will you please? He's not saying that more than what I'm saying. No, he gets up here with little memorized talk. I've never heard a man more confused in all of my life. He never dealt with anything even related to the proposition of what I'm asking for Jesus, man. He got all upset about the man from the other guy. He told from the child the Father of Jesus. We'll talk some more about that in a little bit. All right. Now, Brother Reynolds got me to upset at Father Nick tonight. And the reason why I did is because I said that he was not representing the doctrines of the Church of God. And the truth is, he said that he has the theme of the religion of the Church of God. Here, he has this authority and that authority. Well, I'm just going to let that matter drop without apologizing to him, because I will have to, if he presses me to, expose the names of Church of God preachers who have told me what a mess he's made and what a mess of a debater he is. God, I'm not going to charge 5-8 12-1 in church of God's the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are proper now. Now, out of all the schools in Jenga, all the colleges in Louisiana, to hear this new ruling by a super duper self-styled Trinitarian who says that Father, Son, and Spirit are proper now, when there's not a body in here that agrees with you, but the church of God says. It's a father designates a distinct person. I bet you to come up here and point out my father out here tonight.
You say father designates?
I'll tell you what. He boasts about taking this debate back to Cleveland, Tennessee. If he takes it back up there and they put it in the archives of their religious hierarchy, I'm going to tell you what they need in Cleveland, Tennessee, if Martin Hicks come up there and preach the crusade. Yeah! Of the Cleveland, Tennessee Church of God, you folks don't have enough doctrine to debate anybody else about. Anybody get up here and say, a name is fine, eight, and then tell me for a whole speech that Jesus is one third of God, what kind of calculator did you use? Oh, can he trust upon us when Jesus died? All of God died. If there's one God, and you trust God, people got a real kick out of that, didn't you? Thought some of you won't hear that tonight, and you didn't hear my version of the Godhead, so he prefers it again tonight. I charge it on you, dishonestly, for the great version of the Godhead. I told him God was that Spirit. The Spirit never died. It was a passing time of God. I brought out Acts 2:24, how God raised up Jesus from the dead. But for this good day, he won't explain John 2:19, where Jesus said, destroy the temple, and in 3 days, I shall raise it from the dead. Let him come up here and explain that if he wants to get off the garden. But now, nowhere, he said, is the Holy Ghost called the Father. Well, well, how fine said he gets. Nowhere is the Holy Ghost called the Father. Well, I got up here last night and I repeat again tonight, Joel 2:28, God said, in the last day, said God, I will pour out of my God's Spirit. Is that what he said? All right. Then in Acts 2:17, Peter said, this Holy Ghost that you're receiving is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Peter said, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of the Father of Joel 2:28. He's saying, Reynolds says the Holy Ghost is not real. So there, he's about to look at it. See what he's doing right now. Oh, yeah, he's digging. I got it. It's better to dig for facts than jump to conclusions. But we got him on the right track now. He's digging for some facts. I hope he comes up with a little more in his last talk. All right. Now, he says the Father is not the Holy Ghost. Of all of the theological ramifications I've ever heard in my life, is that one when he says the Father is not the Holy Ghost. Now, the Father of Jesus is the Father in John 3:16 and Romans 15:6 teaches that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, we don't believe Mary gave birth to a Christ that was fathered by two separate and distinct persons. Mr. Reynolds, the little version of this Godhead picture is that Jesus was fathered by the Father, which is God. You heard the most precious say Jesus is the Son of God. But then he says it's my problem. I think his problem that that which is in Mary was of the third person of the blessed Holy Trinity. Now, what is his theory on this? He hasn't explained to it yet. You know, I've asked him, here's the explanation here. I'm going to quote it for the text. The Father, John 4:24, is the Holy Ghost, John 2:28. Then they were said of Mary, Luke 1:35, and thus we have the God-man and not two persons. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's no problem. But his problem is, he says that the Father is not the Holy Ghost in any sense, and the scriptures say in Luke 1:35, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, not the third person of the Godhead. And Luke, Matthew 1:20, that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. That was not the first person in the Godhead, or the third person in the Godhead. You see, if I can prove that the Father is the Holy Ghost, my friend Terry on the Godhead crumbles to the ground like a little paper towel. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing this right now by giving you these verses, and I'm going to tell this man something he needs to get in his head. Brother Riddle, the Father is the one who begets. See, I can tell who the Father Jesus is, but he can't. He says there are three separate distinct persons. He You've been embarrassed about all of you. And now all you have to do to take yourself off of the embarrassment is to stand and say, the Father or the Holy Ghost. Now, which person? Myself. Isn't that awful? Isn't that awful for a gospel preacher claiming to be inspired to preach the gospel and can't tell us which one of these persons in the Godhead is the Father of Jesus? Brother, you say you have two fathers? Not by kids and boys. You want to go home? I'm already closed it out, aren't you? If he can't answer that, I don't see why I won't let him back up. Let me tell you something, brother. Any man that won't answer that is not qualified to debate. Now, let me tell you something else today. I'll let him off that one. The pressure's off now, brother man. You relax. I'll let him off. John 1:1, he said, not for God that was with the Word was made flesh. Can you imagine a man pervert the scripture like that? John 1:1 was in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, the Word was the Logos of the Word of God. His Word is not a separate person from himself, and he admitted that. So, God's Word that was with him is not a separate person from God the Father, from God the Lord Jesus. Now, all we got to do is baptize him in the name of Jesus Christ.
Just tell us first baptism
Well, D.J. Reynolds can't. Well, you try to quit that, please. You need to understand what I'm trying to teach you this. Oh, let him go. Let him go.